rising nuclear tensions. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Russia's President Vladimir Putin, in a speech Tuesday, revealed he's suspending Russia's end of the New START nuclear weapons treaty.
The only remaining nuclear control pact between the United States and Russia, the world's two largest nuclear powers. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called Putin's announcement to halt inspections under the New START treaty deeply unfortunate and irresponsible. New START is scheduled to expire in early 2026. Its critics point out the arms limits exclude China, which is substantially expanding its own nuclear arsenal.
Fox's Rich Edson speaking with some of the NATO allies in Warsaw Tuesday. President Biden was silent on Putin's treaty decision, but critical of his invasion of Ukraine.
No one can turn away their eyes from the atrocities Russia is committing against the Ukrainian people. It's abhorrent. It's abhorrent.
The president said the U.S. and Western allies will hold Russia accountable. The U.S. EPA has ordered Norfolk Southern Railroad to pay the entire tab for cleanup and environmental remediation from the toxic train derailment earlier this month in East Palestine, Ohio.
We will use our full enforcement authority. And if Norfolk Southern decides that they don't want to follow through, this order gives us the ability to step in and do the work.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan says the government would then charge the railroad triple the cost, but Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw telling Fox News that won't be necessary.
Norfolk Southern is fully committed to helping this community recover, and we aren't going anywhere.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has not been to East Palestine yet, but said Tuesday he will visit when the time is right. Wall Street with its worst showing in 2 months Tuesday as investors worried about interest rates. The Dow plummeted 697 points. NASDAQ dropped 295. The S&P 500 closed 81 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration announcing it's enacting a new asylum rule for the U.S. southern border, which some say sounds a lot like a policy former President Trump was blocked from employing.
The proposed immigration rule would take effect in May and presumes one is ineligible for asylum if they enter the country illegally, stating migrants are encouraged to avail themselves of lawful, safe, orderly pathways to enter the U.S. or otherwise seek asylum or protection in other countries through which they traveled. Though Biden administration officials have said on background this is not like the Trump-era policy, insisting it does not impact unaccompanied minors, is temporary, and that it comes as another humanitarian parole rule was enacted meant to expedite entry for migrants from Nicaragua, Haiti, Cuba, and Venezuela. Immigrant rights groups are angry, though. The Coalition for Humane Immigrants' Rights says this will not deter people and instead encourage people to seek asylum in dangerous places. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A 2,000-mile-wide winter storm has millions of Americans from the West Coast to Michigan, from the Canadian border to Arizona, under winter storm or blizzard warnings. Minneapolis is forecast to get more than 2 feet of snow over the next 36 hours. Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz declaring a state of emergency. The southern edge of that storm could coat a swath from central Iowa to southeastern Michigan with up to half an inch of ice. Abortion could be on the ballot in Ohio this fall.
Two Ohio pro-choice groups have submitted language aimed at crafting a state constitutional amendment guaranteeing access to abortion. The measure has been delivered to the state's attorney general. If approved, campaigners would still need to collect enough signatures in order to qualify to be on the fall ballot. Abortion in Ohio is legal up to 22 weeks of pregnancy, but there are fears those against the procedure could limit or ban it after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, leaving the issue up to individual states. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.